to tell you something kind of unusual and kind of backwards to maybe what you've been told by many other people, and that is getting onto the first page of Google for 10 or 20 or even 50 different keywords, such as DUI lawyer, Dallas, personal injury lawyer, Los Angeles, divorce attorney, New York, is a complete waste of time, and it's not going to get you business, not going to get you calls, not going to get you retained clients. And here's why I know this to be true firsthand. A few years ago, I built and ran a site called My DUI Attorney, and we provided DUI leads nationwide. During that time, you know, my whole premise was that pay-per-click, you know, those ads on the side of Google were really, really expensive, 60, 70 bucks a click for DUI. And I thought, well, if I can do SEO and get people to call up and, be, you know, that need help for DUI, I can do it a lot cheaper than pay-per-click costs, and I can make a lot of money. That was my premise. So I started learning SEO, and I did it on the site. And eventually, I got to the point where I was getting close to page one for, like, what you'd think is the best keywords for DUI, which are DUI attorney and DUI lawyer. I got close, and I got onto page one, and I thought, wow, you know, this is really going to make the business explode. I kept working at it. I eventually got to be number one for both of those terms for a period of about 6 months. But the problem was the phone wasn't ringing, wasn't getting much business. And I looked at Google Analytics, which is like a back-end tool Google has, shows you how many visits you get. And I saw I was only getting about 8 searches a day on each term. And the site just really wasn't doing well. And I was like, what is going on? Why is this not working? So Google has a keyword tool where it shows you how many searches different terms you get. And I went in there and I put in DUI attorney and DUI lawyer just to double check what I had seen before. And I saw that each got, you know, about 6,000 searches a month. But that was for what's called broad match. It's any phrase that has the words DUI and attorney in it. So if you Googled, you know, got pulled over in Denver, blew a .12 looking for an attorney who does DUI, that would count in that search. It would also count if you Googled best DUI attorney Kansas, right? So when I re-ran the tool and I looked for those terms exactly, for people only putting in DUI attorney or only DUI lawyer, and I tried a couple of city terms too, only Denver DUI attorney, the number of searches came out to about maybe 15 to 20 a day. And for the major cities, it only came up to maybe 10 a day or 8 a day. And then it started to make sense. Oh, no wonder why. And I also read a statistic that showed even the top listing in Google in a given search only gets about 40% of the clicks of the people that search on that page. So the number is almost matched exactly what I was seeing. And so I thought, what am I going to do? I ended up consulting with the guy, his name is Mike Marshall. He did the SEO for 1-800-Flowers and for the U.S. Patent Office. So this guy's a heavy hitter. I spent a couple thousand to spend the day with him. And he told me about the long tail, which are these long sentences people type in. And he said that's where I would change your focus. Because most people are going to type in all kinds of different long tail terms. So I decided to give it a try. And the way I did it is I started writing articles on all aspects of DUI. Okay? Now, if you're listening to this and you're a personal injury guy, by the way, this is relevant to you. Or if you're in divorce or bankruptcy, so don't tune out. Okay, this applies to you too. It's not just DUI. But I'm going to use a couple different examples so you won't feel alone. Okay. So for bankruptcy, let's say, people don't just type in Florida bankruptcy lawyer. They'll type in, I'm in foreclosure. If I file bankruptcy, can they keep my house? Okay. For auto accidents, they don't just type in car crash attorney Houston. They'll type in, I was rear-ended and broke my ribs. Can I get money for my accident and my pain? All right. They'll type in stuff like that. Or for DUI, got pulled over, you know, downtown and blew a .12, will I go to jail? You know, for divorce, my wife is spending the child support money on herself and not the kids. Can I get it taken away? This is the kind of stuff people type in. So what I started doing is writing articles on all the common questions people asked in a given practice area, and I put them on the DUI website. And over time, started getting searches on all kinds of crazy related terms, right? Not the ones I thought, but just all kinds of stuff, like I told you, people were typing in. And eventually, after a year of doing this and getting some good links to the site, I got the site up to where it got 400,000 searches from Google in 2012. And now the site's doing well, getting a lot of business, getting a lot of leads. And when I looked at the end of the year at all the searches, so here's the thing. You know, you tell me, if only a few keywords are important, and I got 400,000 searches, how many different keywords were responsible for all those searches? Would you guess 500, 5,000, 50,000? Well, what I saw was well over 330,000 different things were typed into Google that made up those 400,000 searches. And then I saw, it just drove it home for me, wow, how could you ever rank on the first page of Google for that many different things? Well, you can do it by having content on your site, content meaning articles that cover different aspects of what you do. That's how you show up for tens of thousands of different searches. That proved it to me. I was also doing some pay-per-click at the time, and I saw this in my clients' accounts. You know, same deal. They, you know, when their pay-per-click accounts did well, they were getting dozens and hundreds of thousands of different terms being clicked on, not just a few. So this runs across all areas. So now that I've been working on attorney sites, you know, you guys are my clients for quite a while, for a number of years, I'm seeing this exact same thing in successful attorney sites. Some of the best attorney sites I'm working with, they're up to about 3,000 searches a month. And sure enough, when I look, there's been well over 2,000 different things typed into Google. Now, these guys are doing well. They're getting calls every day, you know, 3, 4, 5 calls a day. They're really, really doing well. But the cool thing is they're below the radar. Because if you search on them, you're not going to see them on the first page for very many keywords that you would think are important. Yet, you'll see him in court, and you'll wonder, how is this guy getting all these cases? Well, this is how. So I just wanted to point this out because, again, this is contrary to what everybody's telling you. I'm sure every marketer that calls you says, oh, we'll get you on page one of Google for these terms. We're in good with Google. You know, we'll do this, that, and the other. What I've seen is the goal instead should be to get on the first page of Google for thousands and tens of thousands of different terms. Because what I'm seeing is you're leaving about 70 to 80% of the possible business you could get on the table ungotten because you're ignoring the long tail. So I hope this this example is a good example to you. And if you have any questions, you want to email me at rj@speakeasymarketinginc.com or visit speakeasymarketinginc, Inc. being INC.com. If you want to give a call, it's 888-225-8594. If you want to discuss any feedback on this audio, or if you want to talk to me about marketing, take care.